Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. You're listening to another edition of On the Legal Side, a production of Blue Brand Media Group, LLC, and the Private Officer International Corporation. On the Legal Side looks at legal issues that surround everyday law enforcement, private security, and private law enforcement. In these episodes, we're not giving legal advice, but we are looking at the law and how it's dictated. We're looking at the liability, and we're looking at all of the issues on the legal realm that surround our world and our life today.
I want to spend a couple of moments with you talking about workers' compensation insurance. How does it work? Why do I need it? Who needs it? What does it really cover? Who does it cover? How much does it cost? Who needs it? Who has it? Why should I have it? It's very important in this day and age to be able to understand that every company, every church, every school operates in a business model. It's all profit and loss. It's all about the bottom line, and it's all about liability. So let me talk to you a little bit about first what workers' compensation is and what it is not. Workers' compensation insurance is an insurance that is totally based on the employer's payroll for his company. It was instituted years ago to protect employees who are injured on the job. Some states mandate any employer, regardless of how many employees they have, become covered under workers' compensation insurance. Other states, there's a minimal of you must have 5 employees before you're required to have insurance, workers' comp insurance. And in some states, there's no requirement that any employer cover their employees with workers' compensation. Workers' compensation came about to protect the employee anytime that they became incapacitated or had some type of medical expense due to any type of injury that happened on the job, at work, on the clock, whether that be falling from a ladder or slipping on some ice in the parking lot or injured by a confrontation with a shoplifter or whatever it might be. Workers' compensation, just like general liability insurance for businesses, is not cheap, but it is based on payroll. So the more employees a company has, the higher their premiums will be for workers' compensation insurance. If you're a small company with 10 employees, then you have a minimal or minimum payroll each week or yearly, and your workers' comp will be less than somebody who has 1,000 employees. Many companies who are small, they can't afford a lot of insurance premiums, and they don't carry workers' comp, and they don't cover employees, especially in the security, private security business. Many private security companies do not have workers' comp. They may get it. They may get general liability, and they may get workers' compensation insurance during their licensing process, so that they can show certificates of insurance to their regulatory commission, whoever issues the license, but they often drop it thereafter because they just can't afford those monthly premiums. Well, that's a bad deal for you, I can tell you that, because if you were to get hurt, if you were to be injured in any way, then the company would be liable and responsible for your medical injuries and any losses that you might suffer. They probably would not be in the position to take it out of pocket. It's very important when, especially in the private security industry, when you go to work for a company, especially a small or even a mid-sized company, that you make sure that they are insured. Ask them. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, are you covered by workers' compensation? Do you have current insurance, liability, workers' comp? Nothing wrong with asking who the carrier is, who do they have, who's covering the insurance. Because if something happens and you get hurt in a confrontation, you get hurt in a fall, you get hurt in a car accident patrolling around the property, and they don't have workers' compensation, you're not going to be covered. Your medical bills will not be covered. Your out-of-pocket will not be covered. And if you have to recuperate at home for a week or two or a month because of your injuries, you're not going to be covered for that either. Workers' compensation insurance, it's something that every company needs, but not every state requires it, and not every company has it. Many people who are self-employed, myself included, do not understand, and I did not understand in my early days of business ownership, the importance of having workers' comp for myself. And I've actually been in situation a couple of times as a self-employed person where I have been injured on the job and had to come up with those medical expenses out of my own pocket. I had to suffer the financial losses while recuperating in the hospital and at home. So it's very important that we understand what workers' compensation is and what it does and whether or not our employer has it. And if you're self-employed, you own a small private security company, I'll tell you right now, if you don't have it, unless you're very wealthy and you have rolls and rolls of money and wads of cash, it's important that you also be covered under workers' comp, because all that it takes is one incident where you're injured, whether it be a broken arm or you fall or you're involved in some type of confrontation or, you know, God forbid, a shooting where you're injured and out of work for a month, two or three. Who's going to cover the house payment? Who's going to cover the electrical bill? Who's going to cover the phone bill? Who's going to pay the cable? Even if you're married, your wife can't cover that loss. So like I said, unless you are very wealthy, you know, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to suffer a large loss and no one is going to be there. You're going to have no net, no way to recover. Okay, let's talk about workers' compensation as far as an insurance, what it does cover.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vests or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code. 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
Each day, those that protect and serve us in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
But before I do that, let me also mention that if you're a volunteer security agent officer at your church, if you're a volunteer at some other organization, you too need to be covered under some type of insurance. Workers' comp does not cover volunteers because it is based on your salary. And so if you're a volunteer, you need to find out if you are covered by that organization. And they can do it in several ways. If you're a volunteer, you can get a letter of guarantor. A letter of guarantor says that they are responsible if you were to be injured, that they will cover your medical expenses, that they will cover loss of wages, that they will protect you. They will take care of you. I know when we're working as a volunteer at the church, we just assume that they'll do the right thing. And most will, but there are some that won't, whether that be because of financial reasons or just because it's a business decision. Remember, churches are businesses. You may not think of them in that manner, but churches are businesses. So you want to make sure that you get some type of either a letter of guarantor or a letter of understanding that if you are volunteering for them, for the church, and you get hurt, especially if you're on the security staff, and especially if you're armed, then they will provide that support, that medical support. They will take care of all of your medical bills as well as your out-of-pocket and your losses that you may suffer from being out of work for a while. Workers' compensation insurance. There is a waiting period in most states once a claim is filed. So if you get hurt on Sunday and the claim is filed on Monday, most states have a 14 to 28 day waiting period. That means you're not going to get paid immediately. There's still going to be a couple of weeks, maybe even up to almost a month before the first check is issued. So you have to have some type of secondary insurance, whether it be like an AFLAC type insurance, which pays you from day one, a lump sum, $50, $100, whatever it might be, to help you pay your other expenses at home, or some other type of insurance that falls in as a secondary type of insurance. But there is going to be some waiting period, whether that be 14 days, 21 days, 28 days, it's not going to be an immediate coverage. What does it really cover? Well, workers' compensation covers only 65% of your losses. That's the other thing that a lot of people do not understand, is that workers' compensation is not 100%. If your paycheck every week is $500, workers' comp will only cover usually about 65% of that $500. So, roughly about $350 is what you will get. There's still going to be some out-of-pocket loss. Again, that's where secondary insurance is going to take over. Workers' compensation generally covers all of your medical bills. They will cover your hospital bills. They'll cover your doctor bills, your prescription bills. They'll cover any other type of medical costs, whether it be x-rays, ambulance, helicopter, whatever is, was necessary to provide you medical care because of that injury that you obtained at work. However, what's not going to be covered is any other loss from, let's say that you're doing this as a part-time gig. They're not going to cover your expenses from your primary employment. So if this is your part-time gig, your full-time job, you're going to be up the creek without a paddle, because workers' comp will cover your payroll from that job most of the time. So if you're working, let's say, a part-time job at some retailer in loss prevention, you might be covered under their workers' comp for the salary that you're obtaining from the store, but not from your full-time job. So you're still going to have substantial financial loss. A lot of people believe that, especially those who have to work two and three jobs, that if something happens on their part-time job, that workers' comp is going to pay full-time salary from their full-time job and their part-time salary from the part-time job. But no, it does not work like that. You really need to have a good understanding and investigate, do some due diligence to find out exactly what is covered. Also, workers' compensation usually is distributed weekly or every 2 weeks. Like I say, there is a waiting period, 14 to 28 days without any type of payment. And then once a week or every other week, you will receive a check, kind of like being on unemployment while you're recuperating at home. And, it's not forever. Some people think, well, I'll just take a vacation. I'll stay out for a week. I'll stay out for a month. I'll stay out for a year. Workers' comp will only cover for as long as the doctor continues to hold you out on recovery. So again, it's not a vacation. It's not a substitute for your main salary. And it really is just kind of a stopgap type insurance. If you are working for someone who does not have workers' compensation or in a state that does not require workers' compensation, you can protect yourself. Just as I said earlier with the volunteers, you can ask your employer or church or organization that you're working for a letter of understanding. That letter of understanding should say that the employer is responsible for all of your medical expenses, all of your out-of-pocket, and any lost wages during your recuperation. They should say that they will take care of you. They will protect you. They could also issue you a letter saying that they're the guarantor, that they will cover, they guarantee you, they will cover for all out-of-pocket and all injuries and all medical expenses incurred while on the job. Without this protection, without something in writing, which this is a contract, it's an agreement, but without this type of protection, you are going to be on your own. You are going to be up the creek without a paddle. You are going to be out of luck. And people are going to say, I'm sorry you got hurt. I'm sorry this has happened to you. I'm sorry that you're out of work. But most businesses are going to handle this from a profit and loss liability standpoint, and they may or may not cover you. So if they don't have workers' compensation, if it's not required, you need to get some form of an agreement, some form of understanding prior to going to work. We all think that it's not going to happen to us. It's not going to happen here, especially if you're dealing with a church or some other organization. No, it's never happened here. Nothing like that. We've never had an employee be injured or hurt, or that no one's even fallen on the property. Well, hopefully that they never will, and hopefully you'll never be injured. But the potential is going to be there, especially in the security, public safety, private police field. That's what we do. We're the people that confront others. We are the people who detain people violating the law. We're the people who protect. We're the peacekeepers. And so, yes, it is really highly likely that somewhere along the way in your career, you're going to be injured in some way, shape, or to think that otherwise, to think that you're bulletproof or Superman is crazy. Anyone who's been in this business for a number of years will tell you they've been injured in some way at least once and probably more, especially in the high-risk areas like nightclubs and loss prevention and apartments. And just this weekend, over 3 dozen security officers were involved in armed confrontations. So we can't really think that we're special. We can't really think that these things won't happen, because they will. Workers' compensation insurance will not, however, cover you if you're at fault, if you act outside of the scope of your duty and authority. Let me give you a quick example. You are working at the shopping mall, and the shopping mall policy is that you will not chase shoplifters off the property. You will not go outside of the perimeters of the property, and you do chase that shoplifter across the major highway, and you get struck by a car. Your employer's workers' compensation probably will reject the claim because you violated policy. You didn't adhere to the scope of your authority, scope of your duty. You went outside of what you were told to do. You went outside of the scope and limits of your authority. You had no authority beyond the perimeter of that shopping mall, but yet you chased somebody foolishly, even though with good intentions. I mean, most things do happen when people have good intentions, but you know, you've heard this said before, bad things happen to good people. But your employer, from a business standpoint, is probably going to say, I'm sorry you're hurt. I'm sorry that happened to you, and I appreciate your effort, but you did so outside of the scope of your authority. You did something that violated our policy. How many times in recent years have we seen Walmart loss prevention agents fired because they chased a shoplifter, because they risked their own life trying to apprehend an armed person, and yet they're fired. They're terminated because they violated the policy. The insurance companies, they don't want to pay the claim either. They're in business to make a profit. They're in business to be financially profitable. So the more claims they have to pay out, the less money they make in profit. And most insurance companies are owned by shareholders, people who buy shares in the company. So they profit at the end of the year based on not how many claims are settled, but how few claims are settled. So even though you may be injured, and even though you may suffer a financial loss, and even though you may be out of work, and even though you may suffer from not having a paycheck, workers' comp is there to be a stopgap, to be something to assist you. It's not going to pay everything. It's not going to do everything. It's not going to be everything. But it will help you. But if your company doesn't have it, then you really are going to be on your own. So let me quickly wrap this all up. Again, workers' compensation is insurance to help you when you are injured in the line of duty, on the job, as long as you are providing services within the scope of your authority and duties, as long as you're not violating the rules or the law, as long as you're not intoxicated. I mean, if you're intoxicated and you happen to chase a shoplifter and get hit by a car, you're definitely not going to be compensated by the insurance company because you were intoxicated, and therefore assume some culpability, assume some liability in what happened to you. Workers' compensation is something that is not required in all states. You'll have to check your state insurance law to find out if it is required. It is something that usually has a waiting period, 14 to 28 days, depending on your state, and it only covers about 65% of your lost wages. not going to cover 100%. It's going to cover a partial. It will pay, however, for all of your medical expenses, hospital, ambulance, things of that nature. And it is distributed weekly or biweekly. And now I believe it's done electronically, so it goes into your bank account. If you don't have workers' compensation, or if you are working as a volunteer at a church, let's say you're working security for a church, be sure to get a letter of understanding, a letter the church is a guarantor on your injuries, that they will cover your lost wages, medical expenses, and make sure that you have that notarized or witnessed. The other thing that you can do is a lot of people do get what's called a secondary insurance policy, which covers them for any additional losses. You can look into doing that as well. Hartford Insurance is one of the companies that we use and recommend. You may want to call them and see what they offer. Hartford Insurance has been good to us, and maybe this is something that will also benefit you.